down somewhere in the darkness. "Oh, yes, thank you very much. That's very what's name of you. Oh, privy carpet. Oh, yes."
"Can't smell anything,"
Angua lied.
"Liar,"
said the voice.
"Or hear anything."
Captain Vimes's boots told him he was in Schoon Avenue. His feet were doing the walking of their own volition. His mind was somewhere else. In fact, some of it was dissolving gently in Jimkin Bearhugger's finest nectar. If only they hadn't been so damn polite. There were a number of things he'd seen in his life which he'd always try, without success, to forget. Up until now, he would have put at the top of the list, looking at the tonsils of a giant dragon as it drew the breath intended to turn him into a small pile of impure charcoal. He still woke up sweating at the memory of the little pilot light. But he dreaded now that it was going to be replaced by the recollection of all those impassive dwarf faces, watching him politely and feeling that his words were dropping into a deep pit. After all, what could he say? "Sorry, he's dead, and that's official. We're putting our worst men on the case." The late Bjorn Hammerhock's house had been full of dwarfs, silent, owlish, polite dwarfs. The news had got around. He wasn't telling anyone anything they didn't know. Many of them were holding weapons. Mr. Strong in the Arm was there. Captain Vimes had talked to him before about his speeches on the subject of the need for grinding all trolls in little bits and using them to make roads. But the dwarf wasn't saying anything now. He was just looking smug. There was an air of quiet, polite menace that said, "We'll listen to you, and then we'll do what we decide to do." He hadn't even been sure which one was Mrs. Hammerhock. They all looked alike to him. When she was introduced, helmeted, bearded, he'd got polite, non-committal answers. No, she'd locked his workshop and seemed to have mislaid the key, thank you. He'd tried to indicate as subtly as possible that a wholesale march on Quarry Lane would be frowned upon by the guard, probably from a vantage point at a safe distance. But hadn't the face to spell it out? He couldn't say, "Don't take matters into your own hands, for the guard are mightily in pursuit of the wrongdoer," because he didn't have a clue where to start. "Had your husband any enemies?" "Yes, someone put a huge hole in him. But apart from that, did he have any enemies?" So he'd extracted himself with as much dignity as possible, which wasn't very much. And after a battle with himself, which he'd lost, he'd picked up half a bottle of Bearhugger's Old Persnickety and wandered into the night. Carrot and Angua reached the end of Gleam Street.
"Where are you staying?" said Carrot.
"Just down there," she pointed.
"Elm Street? Not Mrs. Cakes."
"Yes, why not? I just wanted a clean place, reasonably priced. What's wrong with that?"
"Well, I mean, I've got nothing against Mrs. Cake. Lovely woman, one of the best, but, well, you must have noticed."
"Noticed what?"
"Well, she's not very, you know, choosy."
"Sorry, I'm still not with you."
"You must have seen some of the other guests. I mean, doesn't Red Shoe still have lodgings there?"
"Oh," said Angua, "you mean the zombie?"
"And there's a banshee in the attic."
"Mr. Ixolite, yes."
"And then there's old Mrs. Droll."
"The ghoul, but she's retired. She does children's party catering now."
"I mean, doesn't it strike you the place is a bit odd?"
"But the rates are reasonable and the beds are clean."
"I shouldn't think anyone ever sleeps in them."
"All right, I had to take what I could get."
"Oh, sorry. I know how it is. I was like that myself when I first arrived here, but my advice is to move out as soon as it's polite and find somewhere, well, more suitable for a young lady, if you know what I mean."
"Not really. Mr. Shue even tried to help me upstairs with my stuff. Mind you, I had to help him upstairs with his arms afterwards. Bits fall off him all the time, poor soul."
"But they're not really our kind of people," said Carrot, wretchedly. "Don't get me wrong. I mean, dwarfs. Some of my best friends are dwarfs. My parents are dwarfs. Trolls? No problem at all with trolls. Salt of the earth, literally. Wonderful chaps under all that crust. But undead. I just wish they'd go back to where they came from, that's all."
"Most of them came from round here."
"I just don't like 'em. Sorry."
"I've got to go," said Angua coldly.
She paused at the dark entrance of an alley.
"Right.
Right," said Carrot.
"When shall I see you again?"
"Tomorrow. We're in the same job, yes?"